Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Lily Kaufman, director of the Torah Fund campaign of Women's League for Conservative Judaism at JTS. Parshat Truma, the golden crown of parenting. And you shall cover it with pure gold, inside and outside you shall cover it, and you shall make for it a crown of gold surrounding it. Exodus chapter 25, verse 11. These are architectural details of the Ark of the Covenant, the central element of the Holy of Holies, where the tablets of the Ten Commandments will be held and carried. The Ark has a covering of gold inside and out, and a crown of gold. Four gold rings are attached to it, two to each side wall, and through these rings, poles of acacia wood are inserted, which remain in place even when the ark is at rest. To what may this ark be compared? To parents. How so? The ark provides a home for the precious items inside it. So too, parents provide a home for the central precious ones in their lives, their children. The Ark provides protection for these items. So too, parents provide protection for their children, at least when they are young. And the Ark is clad in gold, inside and out. How might this compare to parents? The Talmud teaches in the name of Rabbi Yochanan in the Babylonian Talmud, Yoma, page 72b, that the detail of gold inside and out is analogous to the good student of Torah, who must be the same kind of person inside and out. In the Babylonian Talmud Brachot, page 28b, Rabban Gamliel declares the importance of integrity to the serious student of Torah, that one's inner life and outer life must be consistent, tocho kivoro. Just as the ark was covered inside and out with the same precious material, the good student of Torah must have integrity and may not practice hypocrisy. As parents know only too well, children see through parental inconsistency, lack of clarity, and lack of honesty with laser-like focus. And what about the acacia poles? The ark was designed to travel. Even at rest, it must always be ready to go. So too, parents are instrumental in helping their children move forward, giving them the training to one day make an independent life for themselves. Parents offer a home, protection, and a way forward. They do so most credibly when they are honest with their children and pure in their intentions, golden inside and out. The Ark of the Covenant is also said by the rabbis in Babylonian Talmud Yoma, page 72b, and Mishnah Avot, a chapter 4, Mishnah 17, to represent one of the three crowns of Judaism, the crown of Torah. The Ark is described in Truma as having a zer zahav, a golden crown, in Exodus chapter 25, verse 11, which was most likely a design feature of gold molding at the top. The other two crowns are also mentioned in this week's parasha, the Mizbeach, the altar, depicted with a gold crown in chapter 30, verse 3, and the Shulchan, the table, where offerings were placed in the Holy of Holies, depicted with a gold crown in chapter 25, verse 24. Rabbi Shimon in Pirkei Avot analogized these three crowns to represent the crown of kingship, the table, the crown of priesthood, the altar, and the crown of Torah, the ark. The dimensions of these three sacred objects catch the attention of the Kli Yakar, Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who lived from 1550 to 1619. The altar specifications are given in whole numbers. The table is a mix of whole numbers and fractions, and the ark in fractions. The Kli Yakar, commenting on chapter 25, verse 10, interprets whole and broken measurements symbolically, calling fractions amot shvurot, broken measurements. the altar, which is measured in whole numbers, possesses inherent wholeness or perfection, which finds its most elaborate ritual expression in Judaism in the service of God through the priesthood. The table has both whole and broken measurements, representing a mixture of wholeness and brokenness, of successes and failures, which the kings of Israel reflect. But what could it mean that the ark, symbolizing the crown of Torah, is composed entirely of broken numbers? He answers this way, Shekol Adam Yidmeh V'Nafsho, every person should imagine himself, Ki Ilu Hu Chaser Min Shleimut HaChochmah, as if he is lacking some element of wholeness of wisdom. V'tzarich limdod adayin limlot chesrono, and he must still measure out some more to fill in his deficiencies. Even the wisest among us, in the view of the Kli Yakar, is an imperfect vessel seeking wholeness. His own nom de plume, Kli Yakar, means precious vessel. Precious does not necessarily mean perfect. He reminds us to regard our tradition with the important attitude of humility. A person who is truly suited to acquire Torah is a person without pretense or guile, whose inside is like their outside. That person is truly capable recipient of important teaching. The person best suited to preserve Torah is the person of humility. That person upholds the process of learning because they know there is much yet to learn. The person who combines integrity and humility is truly golden inside and out. Another feature of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, is essential to all who would pass on this tradition, namely tender, devoted care. In Parshiot Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakhel, and Pekudeh, we see how much meticulous attention is lavished on every detail of the sacred space. Why? Because of its intrinsic value as an object of worship? No. Truma is an architectural poetics of the inner life. When we are building something as important and sacred as the place where God and people will meet, or as wondrous as the inner spiritual life of a child, care must be taken. Quality cannot be shortchanged. Time must be spent. When God says in Truma, Ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti betocham, make for me a sanctuary, and I will dwell within them, in Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, we can think of this verse as referring to parents and children this way. Parents, make for me a sanctuary in your home, and I will dwell within them in your children. Shabbat Shalom.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.